klal gadol avru b'shvi'is kol shu machal adam machal behema min hatzayvim. Anything which is a food for a human being, for an animal, it's a color, it's a dye. You put in the seeds and it turns colors. The einim miskayim b'yaretz, it's not miskayim b'aretz. Yesh l'shvi'is, it's not miskayim b'aretz, yesh l'shvi'is. Okay, so it has kedush shvi'is, l'dom shvi'is, and the money has kedush shvi'is. Good? Yesh l'bir. There is a requirement to dispose of it at the time of beer. Uladama beer, and this is a requirement that the money also be disposed of. The Azeh. Zeh, now here he gives an example. What is something which has all these requirements? All these requirements is called Machlod Machamahima, Aminatsavim, the Azeh Zeh Ale Haluf Hashaite. Okay, let's over here what it means Ale Haluf Hashaite. Itrich lebisned luf aluf hashayte mishum the time perik pasha the uksin ala shul aluf hashayte aim et hamit mas echem. What's the chiddush? Why is the Mishnah telling us an example? There are millions of different types of vegetation which have the kedush of shvius, which qualify as machal behem machal adam b'nei tzavonim. So why did the Mishnah, from all of the various million possibilities that it select, why did the Mishnah select the alei haluf? Yeah. Why did it like the Aleh Haluf Shel Hashayit at the end? Because the Aleh Haluf Shayit is not mitame to Mosoichlin. It's not mitame if it comes into contact with the dead. With the dead, it does not become contaminated. So therefore, I would think the same way there's no Tumas Oichlin, there is no Tuma, there is no Adin of Shvius. That's the Chiddush. The Itztrich. Okay, the time of the Ulam Alilus and Shoda Emma Tamatam Tachum, Miss Shalda Kamina, Hoyle Hawking Amid, Loy Lechel, Alayu Kedusha Shvius. Just like when it comes to the Halu of Shal Shaitan, it's not there is no din of Tumas Oichel. I think also Loy Lechel Kedusha Shvius, Kamash Mulon, that no, there is going to be Kedusha Shvius. Good.
Okay.
Alright. So yesh l'shvius of l'vav shvius yesh l'biv l'mviv ha'izaz alei aluf shashaiten nev alei hadan alei the leaf of hadan dana. What's that? Hadan dana v'arove v'arove nana v'arove is called a nana uvelaz mintera minto. Okay, same thing, the leaves of hadan dana. Next, ocean is trigger, ocean is two types of varieties. There is the garden variety and there is the field variety. Other years, the shchichi olshe gina olshe sada lechashivi oichel is not called the food. Vein mitami tumas oichel b'hachachach mashmalan de b'shvius. The ain olshe gina mitzuyim olshe sada lechashivi mitami tumas oichel. Okay, so the chiddush is that normally one time there's two different types of varieties of ulshin. There's ulshe gina, the garden, and there's ulshe sade. When ulshe gina are available, no one is going to spend one penny on buying ulshe sade. When you go to the store and you want to go buy endives, ulshin, so you ask them, can I please have which variety would you like? Would you like the field, or the gina? So you would say, well, what's the difference in price? The difference in price is the field is what will give it to you for free. You could have it for free. The garden variety, no, that we're going to charge you $5 a pound because that is choshev. And no one wants to buy the field because when the garden variety is available, no one wants to touch the field variety. And that's why we give it away for free. So I would think the same way it has no chashivos. V'shoshanim d'shlichi ulshegino ulshesode loy chashivi oichel ve'in metam v'tumasam v'tznayim kol d'tznayim metam v'tumtoichlam. And therefore, v'hochmashulon the b'shvius ain ulshegino mitzuyim. In the years of shvius, when the garden variety is not available, then all of a sudden ulshesode chashivi and metam v'tumasoichlam and the meila u'shvius neheyes bohen. Good, got it. That's the chiddush of ulshin. Next, what?
Yeah.
Next, the hakereshin, leek. You know what leek is?
Yep.
Leek. It's something that only exists in the Gemara. Creation, leek. Nami, tre, gavne, nino. There's different types of leek. this Kusha Gina, Kusha Sada. Kusha Sada, it's Shech Lash for the same exact reason, because well, because in the winter time, because in the garden variety is available, the ones that want to go by the Sada, but here is the same exact thing as it came to the Olshin, the Kusha. The Haragila. What's Regila? Hein Cha Lug Loigois. Okay, I don't know what it is. It's some type of, I don't know what it is. It's called Regila. Regalia. Regalia. What's the name of a bike? What's the name of a bicycle company? What do they call it? Regalia? Regalia? V'nei Tzachalav. We learned this yesterday. What's Nei Tzachalav? Parachim, Levanim, white flowers. Kichov, like milk. Perish Acher. Esef, who it's the grass. Kishenechtach, Yetzem, Yemenu, Cholav. When you break it and you snap it, milk flows. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. Eretz Zavas, Cholav, Zavash. When you break it, milk flows. Okay, Vinetzah of Machal Behem, Machal Behem, what's Machal Behem? Now we have different examples. Hachachim vehadar dorim. Thorns. Mine koitzim heim. These things have to Kedusha Shvis. Thorns. Thorns vehadar dorim. You know, that dorim is a certain type of thorn. Umimin hatsoivim. What does it mean in the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about seeds which produce a dye, colorful dyes. Sefiche istis. It is the offshoots of istis. Istis who should suddenly come in techeles. It looks like blue. Look. You're wearing techeles.
Good.
You're very choshev. Yeah. You're wearing techeles.
Thank
you. Okay. Sefiche istis. The koitza istis who should suddenly come in techeles. The current loy barav they call nil. The koitza maso neg harvested of a hutzmech and of a hutzmech of demel the sefiach and it looks like an offshoot. Lakach koreihu hatana sefiche istes. One more time. Who should serve by kmin techelis? They die. They use it to produce a blue color. The koreihu loybe arvi. They call arvi nil. They call in Arabia nil. The koitzu moisayim. They harvest it. Vutzameach. They cut it and the blossoms. The diamond and it looks similar to sefiach. It looks similar to a sefiach, to an offshoot, to an aftergrowth. Lakach koreihu, that's what Tana sefiche istis. It looks like an istis, and a sefiach means something which grows wild. A weed. It looks like a weed. You hear, I know what a weed is?
Yep.
A weed.
Good.
Weed.
Weed whacker. You know what a weed whacker is?
Don't get me started. A weed. Sefiche istis. The weeds of istis. Istis is a certain type of seed which is used to produce a blue color. And because it looks like a weed, we call it a sefiach, even though it's not a weed. It's deliberately planted, but it looks like a weed. The koitza, there's a lot of musr in that vart.
They just call vart koitza.
The koitza, what's koitza? Koitza, this is the istis chul shatem by kimin techelis, the koitza by elazhe. Koitza, so it's never done with the koitza. Koitza, min hat sevaidim, it's a certain variety. A min. Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotzri. Amen.
Go ahead. Mimine
Hatzavarim. Yesh Oyvim, some say Shuhu, some say it is El Atzpor Baravi. Okay, so a certain type of variety. That's what's called the Min. That's a seriousness for Koitza. Point. Yesh Ham Shvis. They have a clear Shvis. Yesh Ham Shvis. Velid Mehem Shvis. The money is shvius. When you go and you convert it, you go and you sell it, and you sell it, and you receive in exchange cash. COD, cash on delivery. Net 30. Right? Cash. That money also has the sanctity of shvius. Yesh lachem biur. You have to dispose of that money. The money must be spent before it was, when it's no longer available for in the fields. You have to spend all the money. And the money, not only the must, if you have it in your home, you must consume it before Shavuos, before when it's no longer available for in the fields. And if you have any money, also you have to dispose of it. You're not allowed to dispose of it. You have to have Kedusha. You're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. You're not allowed to go engage in business. When the Zman of Biur arrived, Tzarech Levam, you must dispose of it. L'kamon b'fanim, k'sh'yagi ha-Zman ha-Biur, Tzarech Levam, u'l'kamon b'fanim, u'l'kamon, later on, b'fanim, b'furashim, Dinei HaBir. Later on, as we proceed in these Mishnayos, we go into all the laws of Bir.
Good.
Alright, so we did the whole Mishnah. Once here is the Aluf, we did this already. We did this whole thing. So let's chaz over the whole Mishnah. Klal Gadol, Amru B'Shiyis, Kol Shub Machal Adam. The Erst Zach is if it's fit for human consumption. Number two, Machal Behema, Adam, Behema, Toshi Hashem. Yeah? Umoyisah Adam in a Behema, Oyin. Klal Yalam B'Shiyis, Kol Shub Machal Adam, Machal Behema. A machal adam, menshala, a machal behema, mimin hat saivim. Well, there's a certain type of variety which you can use to dye liquid, to make the liquid look like a certain color. The enem is skayim baaretz, and in other conditions that it's not miskayim baaretz, that it withers. So the hallo is yesh loy shviyas uladam of shviyas yesh loy beer uladam of beer. Four things: shviyas, dam of shviyas, beer uladam of beer. Four things. Now we're going to go through all three categories. Let's first discuss human consumption. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though this thing is not metamet tumas oicholin, it's not metamet tumas. Nevertheless, the leave is. It still has kedusha shvius. The aleha dandana, the same thing. The leaf of this thing called the hadandana. Next, then we have the ulshin and the hakiration, the haragila, the neitzacholov, and then we have the ulshin of the kedusha. Who is the chiddush ulshin of hakiration? Even though these things are the garden, even though these things in the shvius, they are normally they're not choshev. They're not metametumas chalim. But in the year of shemitah, when it's the only game in town, then they become choshev, and there is going to be tumas chalim. And once there's tumas chalim, it's also going to be the day of shvius. Then there's called the regila, regalia, and then there's netzacholav. This is a certain type of flower that is white like milk. Roses are red. Wait, how does it go? Violets are blue. How does it go? What's the nusach?
No idea.
Machal behema. Now, or means also a certain type of thing, which a certain type of herb. When you break it, it flows with milk. Machal behema. What are the machal behema? Hachichim, thorns vehadar dorim. Choychim and dardorim. Okay. Umimin hatsayvim. What does it mean, mimin hatsayvim? What does it mean, umimin hatsayvim? Mimin hatsayvim means. Umimin hatsayvim. It means that now we're discussing the certain types of. Remachabim is thorns. Hachaychim behadar hadar dorim. Then there's a certain type of variety called that you use to dye water. They are the svichei istis, the offshoots of istis, which is used to make the blue color for kaitza and thorns. Yeishlam shvius, v'ledemeim shvius. Yeishlam beer, v'ledemeim beer. Okay, is that clear?
Very.
Okay, we did the whole Mishnah. The oyid, another klal acher amar, another rule. I said kol she'enai, anything which is not kol she'enai. Machal Adam, if it's not a Machal Adam, Machal Behemah, Umimin Hatzayim, Umiskayim Baretz, and if it's not Umiskayim Baretz, but, and it's Miskayim Baretz, Yesh Lo Shviyas, Udom of Shviyas, Ein Lo Yibir. Here's the only difference. The only difference is these things, since these things, they can exist in the earth forever and ever. Okay? They stay in the earth, like bones of a dead body. They're not going nowhere.
Correct.
Not going away, they're staying there. Right? Undisturbed. Yesh l'shviyas, v'dam l'shviyas, ein lo yibir. V'ein l'dam l'bir. Eizehu. So now we're going to give some examples. Iker haluf hashayte. The iker haluf hashayte. The iker hadan dana. Okay, so that means the bulb. This bulb has kedusha shviyas. Its money has kedusha shviyas. But there's no din bi'ur. You're allowed to put the money in the bank. You're allowed to keep this in your refrigerator the whole year because this thing is always available out there in the field. Go out into the field, you'll always find it available in the field. Okay, let's see over here right away what it says in the Hilkat Rav. The Rav over here says, Iker, Sharoshay, the Sharish is the root. Okay, Sharish means the root, the Sharish. Okay, let's go weiter. Akar Banin. Now, what does that mean? Akar banin. Rabbi said before, "Shem Eisav Hagodlo Eitzel Hadek." And that's a new thing. Okay, it's fine. Eizze Iker Haluf Hashayte. The Iker Hadan Dano. Veho Ak Rivonin. Ak Rivon. What does Ak Rivonin? What does this mean? Okay, it's a certain type of vegetable. Rabbi Yisai Mefarshim, you seem very tired today. You seem very quiet.
Okay, I'm very good. Go ahead.
Why very quiet? You think about something.
Go ahead.
It's a grass that grows near a palm tree. The oila, it ascends. The nichrach seviva is hadekel, and it wraps itself around the palm tree and embraces the palm tree. I have heard that it's a grass whose leaves look like an akrav, a scorpion. Okay, so we have two interpretations. Basically, it means a grass that grows near the palm tree, or it is a grass that looks like an akrav. Okay. So therefore, ikar lufa shaydev ikar danan ve'ivecho akrivanin. Either it looks like an akrav, or it goes around, drapes itself around a dekel. Ve'hachal bitzin. What is this thing called? The hachal bitzin. The chalbitzin is hasharashim shalnetz, the roots shalnetz chalav ha'amulamala, that's what we learned before. The netz chalav, was this type of white flower, or it was a type of grass that when you type of reed that when you snap it, white milk flows. So before we were learning about the flower, but now let's talk about the root, the shoresh. The shoresh is always available in the earth the entire year round. Therefore, there's not going to be any din beer. The hachal bitzin. That's the root of the netzach halav. What's the buchriya? Karilo, we call kneget. Kneget. Okay, that's the buchriya. Whatever it is, that's machal. That's the machal. That's machal adam. Notice there is no machal behema. Uminat zevim hapua. You know that is pua barave ke pua vehor rachpa and rachpa ke sharoshim shetachas akarka roots. Shetachas akarka v'sholkin oisav v'shoysim mimeim. We cook it and we drink its water. Umi sheyesh loy talam bebitna yemisim.
This drink kills.
It kills. Parasites, kills worms in the stomach. Okay? Shirashim, Shatasakab, kills them. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha? It's a vitamin of papua. The harachpa. Yesham shvis, ludem shvis, enlam beer. There's no din beer. Enlam beer, lufishem, skayim ba'aretz. It remains in the earth forever. Veloikol lechayo menasade. And it does not cease to exist for the wild animals in the field. Wild animals always have access to eat this. This is a permanent food, a delicacy for the wild animals in the field. They're always available to find this. Hashem provides for them parnasa. It is not necessary to remove it from one's home. Okay, let's go further. So hapua v'harach pa yesh lam shvis l'dmeim shvis ein l'cham beer v'lo l'dmeim beer. Rabbi Meir, there's no din beer for the money. L'fishim's fine. Rabbi Meir oimer d'meim mitzrayim and arush. He disagrees. The money, the cash, must be disposed of ad before Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, cause save will be.
Very good.
Will be oil. Trying very hard. I always.
People all over the place looking for.
Oh yeah, yeah. You have somewhere for me?
All over the place.
Yeah. Tell me.
You can get a shtel.
Yeah, to where? You need them in one place. It's looking.
You have to look it up. There are places. Look online.
I once went online. I once went to Passaic.
So.
I went to Passaic. I don't think they like me.
Okay, so go somewhere else before they find out who you are.
Ooh.
Each year you go somewhere else.
Ooh. Last year I did for the Russians. I dabbled in a Russian minion.
So do it again. They probably loved you. Like.
Ad Rosh Hashanah. It's soon going to be the Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin HaGadol. V'hanora. Are you afraid of the Yom HaDin? Do you feel, do you sense the Yom HaDin is coming? Do you really, really sense it?
Mm-hmm.
Misbarin Aresha Shana. Omrulo Lohen in beer, so the Rabbanan say Misbarin Rosh Hashanah. Okay, at Rosh Hashanah, Hachik Amar, the name Tzach Sheyispar Ben Olam, the money, the cash, must be disposed of Ben Olam Koidem Rosh Hashanah, Shal Shminis. V'adin Nahavim Motzim Mislim Mispar Me Achar Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, Shim Yeshnam Lo Yisem Damim Ba Olam Achar Rosh Hashanah, Shal Shminis, Chav Luvarim, Bekidush Hashvies. Okay, we could have said also after Shvies, just, who adin the Nahavim Motzim Mislim Mispar Me Achar Rosh Hashanah, Shim Yeshnam Lo Yisem Damim Ba Olam, the money exists, Achar Rosh Hashanah, Shal Shminis, also you are Chav Luvarim. Okay, fine. Kal v'chaymel d'meim. Amr lo, they said, so Amr Meir says, d'meim is Amr Shadr. Amr lo, they said, Amr Meir. Amr lo, lohen ein beer. What are you talking about? If the food itself, if these items that are in the ground 24-7, for all the years, 24-7-7, 28, wait, how does it go? 24 hours, 7 days a week, 24-7, 30 days a month, 12 months a year, and 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. Do you know that acronym?
Sure.
24-7.
You did it already.
24-7-30-12-365.
Excellent.
No, I mean 7. If they have no big kalvachamel d'meim, what are you talking about? Kalvachamel d'meim. Therefore, we disagree with you. If the object itself is no din beer, so certainly it's not going to be when it comes to the money. Kalvachamel d'meim. Rabbi Meir Savar, he disagrees. Machmir, or Meir Savar, or Meir holds. Machmir, ani b'dimehem. Yoyser mi bohenatzim. I disagree with you. I hold that we have to be more machmir with the money, more than the food themselves. Why? The priyats my minkar, the fruit itself is minkar. You're not going to come to by mistake to do schayra. So he's saying that a new yisoid. It was kedai to come to learn this yisoid, that in Shemitah there's kedusha. You're not allowed, even though they might. You're not allowed to. You're allowed to eat, keep it. You're allowed to store the food in your home. You're allowed to keep it in your house the whole day. You can keep the food in the home in your closet because the food is always available in the field for the animals. But money, there is more of a reason to be machmir because being that it has kedusha shvius, you're not allowed to engage in commerce. That's forbidden, Shemitah. You can have it, you can eat it, you can have it in the house, but you're not allowed to go to the market and sell it. If you sell it in the market, you're violating one of the principal laws of Shemitah. So even if you have taken this and you have converted it to cash, and even though technically you're allowed to take the cash and use it to buy groceries in the store, but there's always a danger that you may accidentally take this money, take this cash, and use it to engage in commerce and business. So therefore we're more machmer. That's why he holds that the money has to be disposed of because of the gzerah. So they hold, the Rabbi says that if there's no din beer on the object itself, then there's not going to be din beer on the money. The money is one step removed. The Rabbi says, no, I disagree with you. I hold that even though it's true, But there's a danger that if you have cash lying around in your home, you may use that money for investment purposes, and that will be a clear violation of the laws of Shemitah. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's see a picture over here. Vanet Shalom, Nates. No, that's the next Mishnah. That's Mishnah Gimel. Let's chaz the Mishnah days. The Oyd Kalacha Amru. Another rule they said. What's the other rule they said? Call She'enoi Machal. If it's not a human consumption, or if it's not Machal Mehema, or let's say it's not Mimin Hatzayim. If it's not fifth human consumption, umiskayim baritz, and it's miskayim baritz, so it's not fit for human consumption, but umiskayim baritz. Nusachach ha-shehu, sis machloikis. V'yod kalachamahu, kol she'enoi. Is it she'enoi, or is it kol shehu? I like the gears to kol shehu, because it doesn't make sense then.
Correct.
I think kol shehu, in our limited understanding, makes more sense. Kol she'enoi, choyol ve'enoi, le'etzim yeshom shehu yitzkach, it's not meant to, what's the lumbus of she'enoi? So he says over here means it's still not meant for burning for consumption, so it's lost kedusha. Okay, kol she'enoi, oy kol amru, kol she'enoi, kol shehu, or she'enoi machal adam, machal behema, v'minat tzavayinim, v'muskayim baretz, yesh l'shvies, ul adam av shvies. But, being that it's always around in the ground, ein loy biur, There's no din biur. Ve'en dama biur. Eizeh, what's example? Ikra luft, ikra luft means the ball of the luft ha-shaita. Ve'ikra ha-dan dana, or ve'cho ak rivonin. This is a weed, a grass that goes around a palm tree, or refers to a grass that looks like a grass whose leaves look like scorpions. Ve'ha-chal bitzin. Chal bitzin was shirash, that was the roots of the netz lavan, the white flower. Ve'ha-buchriya, no idea. Umimin, now, that's from food. Women had savainim, what's in savainim? Things used to seeds are poor, they have rachba. Yes, shvias, ludemem shvias, ain lohem biur, vululudemem biur. May I says, the name, no, the money must be disposed of. The name is found at Roshan, before Roshan comes. Amulo, ridiculous. If the acre has no din biur, so why should the money, which is a step down, have biur? Amulohem, lohenim biur, kalchem ludemem. But may disagree, may hold, no, because there's a gzera. You may come to engage in business if you have the money lying around in your house. So therefore, we're more mach when it comes to the money than we are when it comes to the food itself.
Good.
Okay, two mishnayos.